This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Pope Leo XIV excommunicated four newly ordained Catholic bishops last week, members of the Conservative Society of St. Pius X. The group of Catholic hardliner traditionalists directly defied Pope Leo XIV by ordaining the four new bishops without the Pope's consent in a ritual-laden ceremony at the Society's seminary in the Swiss village of Econ. The conservative breakaway Society of St. Pius X had received repeated warnings from the Vatican that the ordinations would constitute a schismatic act and trigger the automatic excommunication of all bishops involved. Last Thursday, the Vatican went further than expected, declaring that the four new bishops, the two bishops who consecrated them, all priests of the Society of St. Pius X, and all lay Catholics who adhere formally to the group were now in schism and excommunicated. Declaring a group in schism is rare. That means that it is no longer considered inside the Catholic Church. Excommunications are extremely rare and generally mean the excommunicated person is no longer considered a member of the Church and cannot receive the sacraments. The Vatican's July 2nd decree of excommunication states that the Society of St. Pius X now administers the sacraments illicitly and can no longer officiate marriages or hear valid confessions. In its excommunication announcement, the Vatican offered the possibility of welcoming the former members back into the Church. In Bozeman, a new housing project near Fowler Lane is set to bring 296 workforce housing units to market as developers push to add more below-market rentals in one of Montana's most expensive housing markets. The project, called Rocky Mountain Flats, uses low-income housing tax credits to help fund the construction. Blue Line Development and the Human Resource Development Council broke ground on the project a few weeks ago. The complex will have 2 4-story buildings and 1 5-story building and will include a picnic area, a dog park, and a playground, along with 1, 2, 3, and 4-bedroom apartments. The units are expected to serve income earners at about 30% to 70% of the area median income. Based on the current numbers from the city of Bozeman, a single person making up to $53,000 a year could qualify for one of the Rocky Mountain Flats apartments. A couple making up to $61,000 or a family of 4 making up to about $76,000 a year also could qualify for the low-income rentals. Larger units could fill an important need for families looking for affordable housing. Because the project uses low-income housing tax credits funding, the units are set to remain rent-restricted for the foreseeable future. Across Bozeman, more than 1,000 affordable housing units are either under construction or in the review process. Bozeman is planning the development of 3,000 acres in the northwest part of town tied to a new sewer lift station and future annexation into the city of Bozeman. Residents can weigh in on the growth, the open space, and neighborhood character. The development is planned north of Durston Road and west of Harper Puckett Road. Chris Nauman, a principal at Sandbell, a community design firm selected by the city to assist with the Northwest Bozeman project, is involved in the master planning for the 3,000-acre project. Nauman explained that the planning is happening now because of infrastructure improvements for the area. Nauman said, "It's being stipulated by the city's plans to put in a sanitary sewer lift station near the intersection of Harper Puckett and East Valley Center Road. The sewer lift station is in the design phase and could be constructed in 2027. It would serve the 3,000-acre development, which is currently planned as primarily residential with some mixed-use areas." A pop-up event for public input will be Tuesday, July 14th, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Bozeman Farmers Market in Lindley Park in Bozeman. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.